We are what we are. On the border of this new experience, he meets the first figure, just like a keeper on the edge between old and young, inside and outside, light and shadow. One last time, the questions on the past emerge, but the path has been entered. This is the beginning of the transition. You will need bravery and desire, not a world of fable and imagined transcendence. The keeper tells of the way that he has ahead of him, and also hints at first recognition. I am who I am, and that which I am is the power that makes me see. Not neglecting oneself as demanded by old books, but saying yes to oneself, accepting oneself as what one is. Isn't life an event of evolutionary development? That also counts for you and me. Not quickness or strength, but things like social living, compassion, love. Also, the ability of the higher spirit, its fruits of evolution, not gifts of a higher creator. Get over the shallowness of transcendence. The higher spirit is man's task. The spirit that wants to recognize and form the omnipresent spirit of all things. But remember, the name of the soul of the higher spirit is not knowledge. Neither is it belief. It is wisdom. The belief in that one distant higher creature is and has always been the death of all progress in our development. But yet he is at the very beginning. The keeper paves his way, prepares him, tells him about the shallow world and of the courage that he needs to tear down the old edifice of ideas. The internal strength, the will to create, and the courage in the spirit. The courage for a new form of clarity have opened the door to a path that is now before him. The path outside the cave, beyond man and time. And so his journey begins. The knowledge on the quest for truth, with the will of self-acceptance inside, he is ready to make the transition. That which is growing inside him is the fruit that is called the higher being.